What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Roger and Stone Show. Today was a special day. Had two great guests on. One that's been on many times before, Jimmy Bag of Tacos from the What You Tacoing About, and new guest, Wayne. Now, I've known Wayne for quite some time now, about 20 years, I would say. And I remember the day that Wayne actually did cook something for me. It was homemade fries. I think it was like three potatoes. He made fries for some of his friends. They turned out to be fantastic. I was kind of skeptical, but they were actually really, really good. So that's awesome. And you'll hear more about it on this podcast. So just stay tuned, listen in. Again, Jimmy is back. Wayne made us pizzas. Thank you, Wayne. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Roger and Stone Show with my special guest. Once again, always a pleasure, Jimmy Bag of Tacos.
What up, what up, what up?
And also for today, and also for futures to come. Futures to come?
Futures to come.
Futures to come. Can I say that?
You can't say that.
Can I say that?
Just don't say it too loud.
Talking to that man.
I am talking. Oh, hi.
You're talking.
Hey,
you
I was talking to the side. Yes. Hi.
We got Wayne in the house. Wayne, stop playing with your dough.
What's up?
So what's going on right now is Christmas music. And by the way, that was Walkies by Wolfpack.
I like it.
Yeah.
Very happy.
It's not bad. I like this guy. So Wayne, real quick, while you're doing that, why don't you come over here and tell these people what's going on today? First of all, introduce yourself.
What's up? I'm Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Wayne.
So we're making some Christmas pizzas.
Christmas pizza. Ooh. For Jesus's birthday.
For Jesus. Pizzas for Jesus.
Pizzas for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yep. Thank you.
So
what makes it Jesus pizzas?
We're just gonna be holy. Holy rollers. He's got a rolling pin over there. He's a holy roller.
So besides the shirt, it's looking very festive and Christmassy.
Yeah.
I like it. Yes. And then
I even dressed up a little
candy canes and skulls.
I got watermelons. That has nothing to do. My watermelons are
well, red
in season,
and green. Red and green, yeah. You know. So that's kind of festive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very yeah.
So what kind of pizzas are you making?
Yeah, what are we doing?
The Christmas pizza, the Jesus pizza.
Your standard pepperoni.
Now, the reason we have him here is because I think he would have the best pizza in the region.
I think he might. I'll tell you what.
I would order it. If he made it, I would order it.
I've never had a disappointing anything from you. That sounds really bad to me.
He's a mad scientist in the kitchen.
Yes. I remember the one time when you were living in Lansing. You made you had like three potatoes and you made fries. And I'm like, oh, great. And I've never had anything Wayne has cooked before at this point. All I knew is he worked at a restaurant. I didn't know which restaurant. I just knew he worked at a restaurant.
And yeah, he worked at Papalano's and Aurelio's with me.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. So
while you're down there,
that's a long different thing. We don't want
You made these fries. Homemade fries, with just like three. You had like three potatoes, and you didn't have like a potato slicer. You used a knife, and then you threw them in the pan. And I'm watching you do this, and I'm like, maybe he does know what he's doing.
Oh, he's
because
he's
at this
a,
point,
master,
at this
master
point,
chef.
He still had those dreadlocks on the front of his head.
Oh, it had to be at least 20.
Yeah, you were young. Yeah, and then I tried them, and I said, these are possibly the best fries. And I'm not even exaggerating; those were really good fries, man.
Did I tell you about the hot dogs he made when we were camping? What was it? Tomatoes, onions, and sweat. Some saucy. Yeah, probably.
Sweat. Yeah. He just rolled them on his arm.
No, I don't know what he did with this. Just tomatoes and it was good.
Yeah, it was like caramelized onions and tomatoes and.
Yeah, who'd think hot tomatoes on a hot dog?
On a camp during campfires?
Yeah. We were camping.
We were camping. It was like 110 degrees out, and wow. I was sitting there.
Wow.
Sweating into my, I had a sweaty hot dog. Sweaty sausage.
Sweaty.
It adds
sweaty sausage. Sweaty sausage. You were making some sweaty wieners.
Did you see that? I seen that on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
When he, yeah.
He goes, I have my balls.
Yeah. How do my balls taste in your mouth? I love your balls.
So salty. Man. So I'm excited for this, man. Yeah. So how many are you doing, Wayne? How many pizzas?
I'm thinking either two or three.
Either two or three?
Yeah. Yeah, I brought enough for...
Cheese, sausage, pepperoni.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a spinach ricotta cheese one, too.
Ooh.
So.
Lovely.
Surprise. A little twist at the end.
Yeah. Like you know.
All gourmet.
Very gourmet.
Very gourmet. Sounds like it. Okay, so the first one you're doing is what?
It's up to you guys. What do you want?
Whatever you... I mean, it's
give
up
us
to
a
you.
Sausage.
Yeah, give
we
us...
Want
give
sausage.
Us,
you want sausage?
Give
and
us a sausage.
Yeah, I think
all
we want
sausage,
this.
Half pepperoni? How about that?
I mean, you could do that. You're big, killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
And if I want sausage and pepperoni, I could stack them. Now, being in the region, will you be doing slices or will you be doing square?
Ooh.
Good question.
I'm going to be doing squares.
Yes.
Yes.
Good man. Good man. For everybody else out there who doesn't know what he's talking about in other states, get it together. Look it up.
We like the square.
We're not
cut.
Doing no New York style.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I must say I do enjoy a thin crust. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy a thin crust, but it
square
depends
yeah,
on the thin
square.
Crust.
I like the edges, though. I don't like the center pieces of the square. Like the piece is good.
See, okay, so what's the... I don't get that. Why do you go for the edges instead of the center?
Cleaner. That's cleaner. Something to hold on to. You get the little crust.
Like a love handle.
Yeah.
The love handle slices. We'll call them love handle slices because it's something to hold on to.
Ha-ha!
How dare you, sir? How?
I like that. We're experimenting with new sound effects and music.
Yeah,
getting
a
little bit more of a polished professional sound here.
Uh-oh. I don't think I should have wore black.
No.
It looks like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And don't worry about the mess, dude. I'll be cleaning up. I got an entire day to myself. Man, I wonder if I can... I'll figure it out.
Yeah, well,
that's genius. What is that?
Soundboard meme. Soundboard.
Oh man, do you remember when E-Bomb's World started off with soundboards?
Oh, I'm gonna love this. Giving us a little technology.
Oh man, Jimmy right now is like a kid in a toy store.
Yeah,
he's at KB Toys.
Yeah, we gotta make it professional. This is gonna be nice.
Man, I wish I could get this mic closer to Wayne so he doesn't have to keep walking away from the pizza.
Nah, well.
And that's Brody drinking water. Oh, I didn't get you that water. If you want.
No, that's all right.
You sure? I'll grab it for you. I'm going to go grab one.
I'm still soaking in all the bang you just spilled on me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just, you know what? I was trying to point to Wayne where the large spoons were, and I accidentally dropped about, 4 ounces of bang on.
All over me.
Yeah.
But when you started sucking it out of my pants, I thought it was a little weird. It's like, there's more in the fridge, man. Let it go.
Shut up.
Let it go.
He started sucking it out of my pants.
What the hell?
Ah, man.
Yeah, so we're watching Wayne here, and we want to give you the play-by-play. All I see is ass and underwear.
I see ass and underwear. I see we got about maybe 4 inches of low pant.
Yep. He's a plumber. He's definitely
get that up there, sir.
But he is rolling that really thin.
Yep. So when you do it that way, is the crust expected to rise?
It's gonna be on a thinner side, but it will rise a little bit.
Yeah, and he uses a pizza stone.
Oh yeah, I forgot he got that
there. It gets a crisp. I mean, there is no flop on this pizza. You'll see.
You've already tried it, huh?
Uh huh. Yep.
I'm excited.
Yep.
I'm waiting for this. Hey, get away from Wayne, Brody. There's no food for you. He always gets the crust from the pizza that
I
order at Verona's. Shout out Verona's.
You're a poopy head.
Are they even still open?
Yeah.
Yeah, Verona's.
Yeah, there's one in Highland.
Oh, yeah. It's 842. There's there's one on Calumet Avenue.
Oh, they moved it?
Well, that one's always been there. There was one on Holman, which I lived, like, honestly, a five-minute walk away from. Not even. It was right down the road from where I... Remember where I lived in on by that Cadillac dealership?
Or on Conkey.
Yeah. You just walked down the road, hang a left, and I was there.
Yeah, I remember that. That one's closed down, I think.
Well, it flooded real bad. Remember when it flooded real bad back in the early 2000s?
Oh, okay,
when Munster was completely
underwater.
Now let me say, now that that's been brought up, don't you guys find it weird that Munster flooded as bad as it did, but Hammond didn't?
Well, I think maybe just the Munster is a little bit lower than the Hammond side.
Yeah, but it's right on the other side of 1894.
Well,
let me put it to you.
No, technically Hammond did flood because I think there's a park on the. On the other side.
Oh, the riverside, yeah.
Yeah, that's Hammond, technically.
Oh, dude, I got olive oil. Is that organic? I got the organic. Well, what you do whatever you want, baby.
This is your world. We're just living in it.
We're just here, man.
Ooh, fancy with the olive oil. Look at this guy, man.
I wish I had a camera set up so everybody could see this.
Yeah. Just doing a little olive oil on the crust.
Mm. He's putting the lotion on the skin. He's rubbing it in.
You know, I'm kind of getting a little
so
hungry.
Yeah, man. I should have brought some pork rinds or something.
No.
Speaking of pork rinds,
can you make pork rinds?
No.
damn.
Slim Jim has pork rinds now. They're awesome. They're amazing.
All right, it wasn't that funny.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
God, let it come on now.
How long does that go for?
It's a very long laugh. He told a funny. He did tell a funny.
Yeah. Slim Jim. Jesus.
Hey, weed is legal in most states, and this is probably.
Oh, it's never going to be legal here.
No.
If it does, we'll be the very last state for it to be legal. I mean, Mike Pence is very Christian.
Well, what does Mike Pence have to do with it?
Well, he was the. What was he?
He was the governor.
Governor. The governor.
Well, the governor here isn't going to do it.
No, it's never going to happen.
No.
Again, we'll be the very last.
Oh, for sure. In Michigan, you got Michigan, in Illinois, Ohio's medical. Is Kentucky got legal?
No, but I think it's medical. I think it's medicinal. I don't think it's.
So Indiana just wah, wah.
What Indiana is when it comes to that, I guess, is that hall monitor that gets everybody in trouble. Where's your hall pass?
Oh, yeah, we just got booze
on
Sunday.
Where's your hall pass?
What was that, 2 years ago or last year?
All the rules.
Booze on Sunday.
The what?
Last year, alcohol sales on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, was it even, how long was it before they allowed people to drink beer on Sundays as long as it was served with food in restaurants?
Hold on here. What did I download?
I don't want to know. Friend of Sarah
Connor. Oh. I have an Uh-oh. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, can you make? Diva, sorry. Can you make your own soundboard?
Probably, like, but I'm not technically inclined to do it.
You're having fun. So Slim Jim now makes. Slim Jim now makes pork rinds. Have you tried them?
Oh yeah, they got some spicy ones. They're delicious.
Really?
I don't even.
Well, the thing is, because it's not keto, but I mean, pork rinds are. Basically healthy
it's
for you.
It's keto, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't get like the spicy kind. You can't get anything that's got flavoring to it. It has to be. But you can also make your own dip. You can make your own dip, like sour cream, and then add organic ingredients to it.
Yogurt. I do yogurt in that Hidden Valley Ranch. Yeah,
that's the only bad thing. I can't do. It's hard for me to do dairy because I get all phlegmy. Verklempt. All right, Wayne. What we doing now? Getting that Stone. Getting that Roger and Stone.
Ooh.
Oh, that is a smoker. Look at that.
That gets hot.
Oh.
Like, people, you don't know how cool this is. We got somebody making pizza in-house for us.
Look at you. He just threw
with the hands.
Oil side down on this stone. And it is, listen to that sizzle.
Sizzle.
Hold on. Oh, dude, it's like the dough is like clapping for you.
Golf clap?
It's like you have a little round of applause going on for you right now, Wayne. Like that Jim Gaffigan skit where he talks about making bacon. It sounds like they're applauding you. Man, I got to get one of those, Wayne. That's awesome.
It's crispy.
Yeah. 13 minutes in and I'm already
makes it from scratch. Dough from scratch, sauce from scratch.
So the sauce, man. I see you got the sauce in a little jar there. Here we go. Oh, he is now applying the sauce onto this already baking dough. Man, Wayne, this is impressive, Wayne.
No.
You did it right as I took that picture.
Yeah, he's got a good sauce. It's not too sweet. See, I like a tangy, more... the sweet, like, people love that one restaurant in Highland. I don't want to say their name, but it's too sweet. It's like eating, like, they took tomato paste right out of the can, spread it on top of the pie, and dumped a bag of sugar on it.
I like a more zesty, robust type of sauce.
Yeah, not too salty. Because some places you get them, they're just, salt is just.
Okay, so what? I mean, I know a lot of people don't want to give their ingredients, Wayne. Ooh, what is that? Is that Parmesan?
Romano?
It's Romano.
Ooh, yes. Like Ray?
Get out.
Yeah, you don't put any basil in your sauce, do you?
There's some basil that comes with the tomatoes. I use the key is the San Marzano tomatoes from Italy. It's in a can.
That's a good tomato.
They're whole. Where
do you get them from?
Anywhere, Strax.
Oh, okay. What are they called? San Milano?
San Marzano.
San Milano. I am Marzano. Sorry I said that.
Sal Marzano, we went to high school with, I think.
Yeah, he sells mattresses now.
Mm-hmm. Out of the back of his truck. I don't know.
He's a mattress dealer. Yeah. Mm. Okay. And then the sauce you said that's your special ingredient was the Sam Zizzarlo.
San Marzano tomatoes.
San Marzano tomatoes. And then I'm guessing seasoning-wise, oregano, garlic, all fresh ingredients?
I use fresh oregano, yes. All fresh, but I also use dried oregano, too.
Okay. Man, right. That looks good, dude.
Where'd you end up getting the sausage from? Peach, you said? I know he was asking me where a good Italian... I told him Rob's got good... You know, homemade sauce, in-store sausage.
Who?
Rob's Meat Market in Dyer. It's like the meat mecca. You walk in there, it's just...
Where is that at? Ooh.
It's on 30 in Dyer. They used to be by Dunkin' Donuts across from Myers Castle.
On 30? Oh, okay.
Well, they moved to... they're right behind Vinotini.
That's some good sausage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vinotini.
Yeah, 30. McDonald's is right there. Whatever. Look it up. You got Google Map.
Look it up on the Google.
Because there really isn't no Italian delicatessens.
You kind of figure there would be, especially around this area.
Mm. I mean, Frank, Big Frank's, he sell his own, is it cooked?
I think he's got like a thing where... I think he has a thing where you can go and look, like a little fridge.
This is a chopper!
Anyways. So how long have you been dabbling on this pizza recipe you got here for us? How long has this been
like
working?
10 years.
Ten years.
How long you been at the dudes?
10 years.
My whole life.
When did you come out? When you started rollerblading? He's like, I'm gonna rollerblade. I may as well. Man, that's really good sausage, Wayne.
You guys want
good job.
You guys want pepperoni on this whole thing or just half?
Just half.
Go half. That's good.
Definitely not a keto pizza. Have you had the keto pizza from Lou Malnati's?
No, I didn't even know they made a keto pizza.
Yeah, just sausage crust.
Sausage crust. What's the crust?
Sausage is the crust. And then they put the sauce and cheese.
I was just telling that to Wayne.
Very good.
I was like, why don't you make like a sausage patty?
I've done that. I do that at home.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
And just every bite's a fucking bite of sausage. Sorry, Jim's mom.
So, hello.
Sorry, Jim's mom. So you I
went to Strack and they have the pizza sausage not in a, you know, casing or anything, just loose sausage and pound it out. Pound out that sausage.
Pound out the
real thin.
Come on, man. You're telling us we got to be PG-13.
What? I guess pound out the sausage.
Okay. Okay, I guess that works. Hey.
So what are you cooking this at, 500?
Did you know that...
It's about 520.
Did you know that Jim knows Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm. He is Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. I'm related.
I sat on his lap. years back.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Let's have some more of my sausage. Mm-hmm. So about 10 years you've been working on this pizza.
10 years.
Maybe longer. You know.
So this is 10 years in the making. 10 years of perfection.
You know, I got frustrated making these things. I mean, I probably started trying to make pizzas when I was like 20. Well, I was a pizza cook at a few restaurants. But, I mean, there's only a few places I really like pizza from. I like Rico's in Lansing. They're really good, but you can't really order something from them without spending like $25-$30.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get a good quality pizza, you should be expected to spend that much.
No, I think Rico's, the guy that owned Rico's, actually ended up buying Aurelio's in Munster. Yeah. Oh, a little.
Here we go. You should have opened up with this one.
Yeah. This has been way better. We're learning.
Uh-oh.
It's your eye, like up me. God, I'm not going to try to.
It's amore.
We need candles. Little candles, a little vino.
Yeah, we need some Lady and the Tramp going on. All right, make us like just one strand of spaghetti, and Jim and I are going to Lady and the Tramp.
Well, we don't need the strand of noodles. Come here.
We need to do it right now. Is there any sausage left? We'll fight for that with our mouths.
There's some... raw sausage if you want some raw sausage.
No.
The way Wayne just said that.
You want some raw sausage?
I have been trying to watch what I'm eating, man, but man. Especially today I went to that my buddy's
baby shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was trying to keep it keto. They had like the Bona roast beef, which is it's okay.
Yeah, I went to a Christmas party myself. I'm doing the same thing, try to avoid the carbs. And it was just
so
nothing
hard.
But carbs.
So hard.
Nothing but carbs.
So I just went
full blown
bonus sausage. You know?
Dove in. I had sausage.
Roast beef. Peppers. Roast beef, I mean.
She had the sausage and peppers.
Oh my God.
So good. So full. So
it just sucks now because like after I eat like a certain amount of carbs, I just get sleepy now.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
But we're gonna pound this pizza.
I don't know. So you guys are gonna have to go home or take a nap on the couch.
I made for about 2 weeks. I'm pizzaed out, man. I've been like I've been making pizzas for like the last.
The roommate loves month. It. The roommate, loves
I bet
it.
He does. I mean, he probably month, packed two, on like two 5 pounds.
Times, 2 or 3 times a week, it's just like.
Damn. Well, you're perfecting pizza, man, right?
Well, it'd be cool if you can get this down and. I'd like to see you open up a restaurant. And
oh, Wayne, I think you left your hat here, by the way, man. I saw you had another one on.
Yeah.
I noticed it the other day. I'm like, I should wash that for him. Be a nice guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so.
Excited.
Brody, go lay down. Leave people alone.
So.
Brody.
So what else are we going to talk about while we're waiting for this delicious pizza? We were talking about that Netflix thing, about the cats thing.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about
that.
That upset
Why
me.
Would they even put that on Netflix?
Well, I don't know, but the ending, and again, if you guys don't watch it, that's fine. But,
no, I'm not
But the end of that documentary was perfect.
What was it called?
Don't F word with kittens.
Yes, yeah. I know.
I mean, if you don't mind, I mean, it gets intense. It's like three episodes, so it's kind of like a scene. But the thing is, it's a limited documentary, so it'll be gone soon.
Okay.
But the way that they ended it was awesome. It was like, it wasn't like, you know, like a
had
big
a little
bang,
justice, a little revenge in it.
Well, yeah. But the thing was the way, because they were documenting these certain people. So what it was, okay. So what it was is just there was a sick bastard that was harming animals.
Mm-hmm.
It started off with him harming animals. It moved up to him murdering somebody.
Oh, he actually murdered
yes,
a person.
Yes, gruesomely. But they couldn't find, they were trying to find out where he was. They were trying to pinpoint, so they created this Facebook page to find this guy. Everybody was doing work. Then they found out that one of the people in there was him.
Wow.
But the thing was, it was one of those, like, kind of like a movie where the person was setting up clues to what was going to happen next. You know?
And when did this come out? This year?
Yeah, it just this is brand new. But this happened 2010, 2011.
Oh, wow.
I want to say 2009, maybe.
Well, they say these people that abuse animals and, you know, torture pets and stuff, that they end up going on to being serial killers or murderers.
And that's what happened. But the way that it ended gave me goosebumps. And I was like, whoa.
I'm trying to see. I didn't watch that. Netflix does have some good stuff on there lately.
Well, they're losing a lot of stuff, so they have to start kind of bringing other stuff in.
Like, I don't get how they, because how much is a membership for Netflix?
Like $12, huh?
And everybody shares passwords.
Yeah.
And there's no real advertising on Netflix per se. Because they spend a lot of money on these documentaries, these you know, the stand-ups. They're big into stand-ups. I know.
Well, they're not. I mean, Hulu, I think, has more of a selection of stand-ups, like, going back.
I'm trying to.
I'm going
to
get so much crap for this. Did you guys see that Hannah Gatsby stand-up? Yeah, no. She's like that. I don't know if she's like lesbian or non-binary comedian.
No.
Terrible. I've never
heard of her. Really?
Terrible, dude. It was basically like,
that's a sin of a cook opening an oven.
How dare you?
Can't do that.
Do it again. I'm going to punch you in your chest.
What's 4 minutes?
Yeah, you're watching a pot.
Just the smoke detector may go off.
There's no smoke.
There's really no smoke, but just.
Okay.
Anyways.
So this Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't mind. Like, Ali Wong is a fantastic comedian. She is hilarious to me. She is funny. She's funny. I like her.
I seen Johnny Chang yesterday.
Oh, that new dude?
Yeah.
What do you think of him? I saw a little bit of
it. I thought it was funny.
Who else? I heard Michelle Wolf actually has a funny one.
I'm not a big fan of
Michelle Wolf. Yeah, but a lot of people that don't like her actually, like, her comedy was actually pretty funny. Yeah. I guess she doesn't really get too political on there.
Yeah.
So she kind of steps away from it. But this Hannah Gatsby was basically like a TED Talk on why you need to hate men.
Oh, all right.
I didn't like it. All right. I didn't like it. I was like, okay. And it's not even funny. Who was it? There's this new chick on there who actually does make fun of men. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, she was on Rogan the other day. Schlesinger or something?
No. So, well, she's hot and she's funny. But it
she
was
says
like,
she's a feminist, but she loves men. So that lies.
That's fine.
Or whatever.
So that means she's just one of the old school feminists then. She's not these new radical third wave feminists that just hates men because the patriarchy.
I mean, I hate men too.
I hate some men.
I hate
some men.
The three that are in this room, I can't stand.
I can't even stand myself.
No, I.
You know when I hate myself the most is when I eat an entire pizza and I run out of breath.
We're gonna do that today. We're all gonna eat this pizza and we're gonna go.
You're
gonna
see what I'm talking about after we do this.
Crack that window, Wayne. It is getting all smoky.
Yeah.
So I was gonna say I watched Inside the Edge. I believe
Inside the Edge is about YouTube. YouTube.
A professional gambler, blackjack player, and he rents an RV, and he goes around the country to the different casinos and sees how long it takes him to get kicked out because he's an advantage player.
So it goes
into how the casino can blackball you, and if he had changes, put on disguises, grow his hair, because once they recognize him, they 86 him and kick him out because they call it trespassing you. So basically, the casino can just
you're out of here
for any reason. Right. They don't want. So I watched it. It was pretty good.
Go.
He went to. They stopped here at the Ameristar. What's the one? Blue Chip.
Oh, okay.
And Four Winds. And I did not know that Four Winds. I knew it was an Indian casino, but they are a sovereign nation. Like, they made it sound like you go to Four Winds. You're playing by their rules there.
You guys want me to put this pizza right here?
Yeah, we better put something down.
Well,
dude, do you need a pizza cutter?
I actually have to slide it off that stone all the way as it continues to cook. So
you gotta slide it off.
Put it on that pan. Put it on that pan.
Yeah, it should have a pizza pan in there.
Or right on where you put.
Oh yeah, yeah, down there. There's a pizza pan in there. It's an aerated pizza pan on top.
It's small.
It's small. Yeah. Well, then it should fit though. It should fit that, dude.
Then use that tray.
Just pull it out. I bet you it does. Hurry up.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
I bet it's that size, Wayne. Quickly. That's good. Look at that. It's good. Wayne, how dare you doubt me?
Look at the brain on.
Look at the brain on bread.
What ain't no country I ever heard of?
Wayne, do you need a pizza cutter? I got one in there, bro.
No, I'm good.
Look at that. The man does it with a knife. You are like a surgeon.
You can hear it.
Kind of.
So crisp. All right, so I am hungry now.
Yeah, me too.
And looking at his ass hanging half out, that doesn't hurt.
Not anymore.
So yeah, so I watched.
I'm focusing on the pizza.
So I watched that. It was pretty good.
But that's the thing. Like, do you gamble?
I do. I wouldn't call it gambling. I call it losing.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, I the last time I went was last January, and I didn't like it. I had to leave.
No, I mean,
I don't know. Everybody just seemed so like engrossed into what they were doing and just like zombies, and nobody made eye contact there. Really,
man, if you're playing for the money they're playing for, he was. They showed how he was. It got up to like 600,000. Lost 150,000. Like, he was playing serious money. It was an interesting. I learned a lot about what goes on in these casinos. I did not know.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, take a picture of that. Like, how would you not want to?
Is there a name for this pizza?
What would you name your place?
Yeah, what would be the name of this pizza, Wayne?
Restaurant.
If it was just sausage, what would you call it?
Just a sausage pizza. Is this a thin crust pizza?
You don't have a name for a restaurant?
Dude, that is perfect, dude. The bottom of this pizza looks amazing. Oh, grab me, Gordon Ramsay would be like, man, this is a great pie. That is a terrible accent. That was the worst accent. I'm usually good with these accents, not today.
That was a great pizza.
You get the pink one.
I'm Gordon Ramsay.
What kind of,
My name's Gordon Ramsay. That's a great pizza. What the F?
Where did that? That was like,
what the F, Wayne? This pizza.
Oh, you bloody bloke. We're gonna get that was butchering the
This tastes like arse.
Nice arse.
Arse.
I think it's
see
arse.
Now when you were what you oh man yeah okay I got one sausage pepperoni. See, now arse. I have to argue with you on the middle pizza. I like it.
It's too messy.
I like the middle squares. But then again, I'm also not into the like the outside crust either. That usually goes to Brody. Mm. All right, man. I'm going to let this cool down a bit.
Melt your face.
Look at Wayne. Just goes right in. Mm.
He's a prodigy. Prodigy?
Yeah. You are.
Listen to this.
Mm. That's how you know that's a good crust, man.
Crispy.
Top to bottom. All right, here we go. Mm.
It's hot.
I'm going to go sausage.
Of course you would.
I'm going to go. Mm. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the day that I came out.
That's a good pizza. That's a good pizza pie.
Wayne, this is really good. This is damn good, Wayne.
Mm. Thanks.
Not too sweet.
This is perfect.
Salty.
This sauce is perfect, dude. Crust is perfect underneath, nice, crispy. Look at that.
Thin.
Not soggy. Mm-mm. Man, that is a good slice of pie right there, man.
I'd order this.
Thank you.
I'd order four of these, just for me, just so like you can't buy anymore because I ordered them all. Nobody.
I mean, that's like a eighth of an inch thick crust.
I don't know. I'm bad with size. This is good. This is real good, man. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks.
What's the next one?
You know what? I think we should probably do the spinach and ricotta before you guys get too full.
Ooh, yes. Oh! Hold on.
That is Jimmy and Payne.
We save the basic stuff for later. I'm just going to probably do a pepperoni.
Well, let's just put it this way.
You know what, man? I'm going to tell you. I think you should have started off with your ricotta and spinach first because I don't think anything's going to top this. This is great, dude. And you made the sausage yourself.
Well, I just burnt every the taste bud in my mouth.
So. The sausage.
The sausage. No, I actually the sausage I picked up from two different places. I missed them. I just got hot Italian sausage.
Mm. Oh, you didn't spice it up or anything? You just kind of did it as is? Okay.
No, I mean, pepperoni, and you know, but the sauce is made, homemade.
It's like perfect. It's legit, man. It's legit.
The dough, it really, you have to let it, you really have to let the dough sit in the fridge for at least 48 hours.
You know who would really want to have some pizza right now? Your roommate. Where is he?
No, he's good.
I don't know, let me get a hold of
him. No, he's good. Don't you dirk it this pizza to anybody else, Wayne. Don't you freaking dirk this pizza to anybody.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, if you would like pizza from Wayne, email Wayne.
Yeah, contact us at the Roger and Stone Show. Well,
dude, that is really good.
Yeah. It was definitely.
That is really good.
Definitely worth coming in for.
I am blown away.
I want to get a.
I'm blown away, dude. This is great. I'm not even. Man, that's some good shit. Sorry, James' mom, but that's some good shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Even while you're still chewing, the bottom of the pizza is still crunching.
Legit.
I'm not even overplaying this, dude. This is good, and I love pizza. This is better than Verona's. Sorry, Verona's, but damn. Sorry, this is
probably one of the better pizzas. That's good. I'm happy.
If there was a Mount Rushmore, this would definitely be on there.
Can you grab me a water, Wayne?
Wayne water?
If you want to go into the closet right there, you'll see it on the bottom shelf as soon as you walk in. Grab me one, too, if you can, please.
Yep. Well, this was a treat.
This is really good, man.
I'm glad I came in for this.
I'm glad you, I'm glad we convinced Wayne to do this.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't hard.
Thank you.
I said, hey, Wayne, you want to make pizza? He said, yeah, sure. I said, no, really, please. Yeah, I will. I'm like, no, Wayne, come on, please.
Because,
I begged him, and he's like, yeah,
yeah,
I will.
Because he, I saw the pizza that he was making, and he was talking about it on Instagram or Facebook? Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah, and then I reached out. I'm like, hey, dude, why don't you come in and do this? And I think, I don't know if he was hesitant at first, but he eventually was like, yeah, okay. So I'm glad you did this,
well,
bro.
I'm having another piece. I was.
Stuffed. I just love cooking in general, man. So it's.
So was,
always.
So and with
Jim
this,
still
with this,
had my tacos. Yeah, I don't know what his problem is.
I gotta come over.
So this is what I was thinking. We haven't. I don't think we've announced it yet, but Jim and I have an idea in mind.
Yep.
But I think.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Yeah. So Jimmy and I were coming up with. Because he likes a podcast. I like having him on the podcast. I like what we do with the reviews on the beers, the bourbon, you know, food, and
life
everything like that. Yeah. So we're going to start our own separate podcast called just Two Fat Fox.
Two Fat Fox.
And all we're going to do is what we're doing right now. We're just going to go out, go to different restaurants in the Lake County area, maybe outside of Lake County, Porter County,
we'll
whatever.
Probably end up. Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But just the surrounding area. Lake County, Chicagoland, some Porter, I guess. Yep. And just try restaurants, try their foods. And then also what I was thinking is...
We want to give the consumer a detailed description before they spend their hard-earned dollars.
Yes. Like, hey,
we will sacrifice our lives and free time to eat at these restaurants to give you...
It's so good.
Yeah. Our opinion.
But... The other thing I was thinking is having Wayne, or giving Wayne like a challenge and say, hey, make this. I dare you to make this.
Or have him go to the restaurant. We find a dish we like at one of these restaurants and say, replicate that.
Not even replicate it. Can you make it better?
Yeah, or that too.
And then we get sued.
Yeah.
And then we become famous because then we end up going, F you can't sue us.
Yeah, free speech.
And then I say something crazy, like I'll say something so offensive right now. You dare me? I'll say something offensive. I'll say something. I'll hurt people's feelings.
This is a Roger.
I'm gonna say what I want. You know what? I'm gonna say Harambe was just a gorilla. What?
Oh hell no!
What?
He was just a gorilla.
D-O-F-H.
Harambe was a gorilla. That's all he was. You, I don't feel bad.
I don't.
I'll punt the hell out of Baby Yoda too.
Oh man, that Baby Yoda!
I'll kick him 15 yards.
The memes have gotten out of control lately.
You went too far.
I don't care. You want to say something
else? I've never seen Star Wars.
What's wrong with you?
I've never seen them. Any of them.
I'm not a fan. Never a fan.
Never piqued my interest, even when I was a kid. Now, Star Trek. I can get down on some Star Trek.
Yeah, see, no, I like Star Trek. Yeah. Have you checked out Picard? They got a show, Picard.
Really? No.
Yeah, just Jean-Luc Picard.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be real good. I haven't seen
it. Like in the younger version?
No. It's just like the retired version.
Him?
Yeah. Just based on him.
Really?
I don't know much about it. I haven't looked into it, but it was on YouTube where they have a show for him now. I don't know what it's on. I got to see what platform it's on, but yeah.
And it's based on the Picard character.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Really?
Yeah.
Bald guy. That guy? Or
why are you doubting me right now?
No, I believe you. I take your word for it.
That is the end of Too Fat Fox.
You had
a short-lived career.
Well, you know how they do these remakes, and they use different, you know, actors and, you know, play a younger version, older version.
No, it's actually the original Jean-Luc Picard. And it's cool.
What is his name? I can't think of his name.
Her. Hold on. She's a stand-up comedian. Oh, goddamn. Sorry. But she makes a lot of jokes about men, but they're actually funny. And it's degrading to men, but I thought it was hilarious.
When you're
that other broad, it was just
not
like
a snowflake.
No, that other broad, she just, you know, it was just like, you know, it kind of like the whole smash the patriarchy. Yeah. You know, I don't want equality. I want superiority.
I like the differences in the sexes. That's just me. And there's only two, but that's just me. I like the man and woman. I like a woman to be a woman, and we're all, you know. I don't know. I don't want to get into
here,
controversy.
Check this out. Real quick. See?
Oh, CBS.
So this is the trailer.
I'm just eating food into a mic.
So if nobody knows, and if you're a Star Trek fan, there is a show called Picard.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
And they have all the originals with very bad wigs.
Look at that.
It's pretty neat. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
They're really
yet.
Having to step up their game on CBS.
I mean, it looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the quality of it looks fantastic. I mean, it's amazing.
All of these networks have really stepped up their game.
They had to, man. But
this already started, huh?
Yeah, but it looks good because they have a lot of the original cast on here, too. Yeah. Look. See? Oh, January 23rd.
I'm going to have to watch this.
Yeah. Go for it. That's how I'm gonna stop there. I'm gonna stop there.
Yeah.
So you can watch it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
If you doubt me ever again.
No, I'm not doubting.
the bald guy.
I'm just making sure. I wanted to be on the
Jimmy
same page
just did
you.
Not want to believe me.
No, I believe.
You sound like all of my ex-girlfriends. You don't want to believe me. I swear she was just a friend.
You've told me them things too many times. Burnt my heart. Broke my heart, burnt my heart. I'm thinking burnt.
I burnt your heart because you're thinking about
fire.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just went face first into hot pizza.
It's good, man.
Wait, do you like mushroom?
I do like mushroom. I love mushroom. But some people hate it. Some people don't like it. You don't?
I do. I like
I like fresh mushrooms. Fresh mushrooms.
Yeah.
You have to go fresh. The can is horrible.
I like the mushroom, green pepper, onion, sausage variety.
I won't order that, but if it's there, I'll eat it. I won't order it. Just as long as you don't put anchovies on it, then. If you put anchovies on it, you may as well just get out of my face.
No. How do you feel about pineapple?
Don't even start.
I don't believe in that.
Yeah,
I don't
either. That's nuts.
That's sacrilegious.
That's dumb.
Not on Jesus' day. Anyway,
I get it. Some people like it. I don't. My dad likes it, but my dad also watches CNN.
I don't do that. Yeah, it's strictly sugar. Well, I like, I do like the Canadian bacon. Because you can get one of them pizzas
like
with
bacon.
All the meat on there.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon is ham.
It is Canadian
it's
bacon.
Ham. It's just ham.
It's not.
It's not bacon.
It's different.
Yeah. I mean,
it's ham.
I mean, it's coming from the same place.
What about Spam? I had Spam for the first time.
What'd you think?
It's not bad.
No.
No?
It's not bad.
No?
If you grill it, I mean, or you just put it on a skillet, it's not too bad. You got.
How did you have it?
It's okay.
They had, since I was trying to do the no-carb stuff, I'm like, what can I eat? I'm sick of eating beef jerky and all
you could
time.
Do Spam?
And they got singles. Spam singles. And I don't know if you can get them at a convenience store, but I got them at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I tried it. I mean, it's not horrible, but...
How did you eat it?
Just raw, just...
Oh, no, don't do that.
No?
No.
Do you do get Hawaii where they put it in rice? And
No. I've had it like that, and you know what? It's good. Well, there was this place when I was living in Utah. I forgot what the name of it was, but they served strictly Hawaiian food.
Okay.
Boy, you...
I would like some ahi, but what are they, poke bowls or whatever? We
got
to find a good poke place.
Yeah. Man, that would be cool.
We're going to find some cool places.
Yeah, I'm excited for that rib joint you showed me.
Oh, yeah, the kosher.
Yeah.
It's all kosher.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
It's on the north side. What was it called?
Miller's or Mills?
Milton's. Milt's.
Milt's?
Milt's. Milt's. Let me look that. I'll look that up. But, yeah, my wife's a doctor. She used to work with he's Jewish and strictly kosher. So we're going to do a Sabbath over at their house. They invite us for dinner.
Okay.
And I think they're going to have this Milt's
nice
barbecue. Kosher food, man. You know, I'm all about JC and everything, so I can't be Jewish, but I can definitely throw down with some Jewish food.
Mm-hmm.
And kosher food is great. And have you had beef ribs?
No, I don't think I have.
Fantastic.
Wait, maybe I have. Maybe when I was in
Bigger,
Texas.
Bigger, meatier.
Yeah, I think I did when I was in Texas.
Yeah, well, Texas probably, because they're really beef-oriented.
Yeah.
That's all. Go to Carolinas, it's all pork.
And whole hog.
I texted that to you.
I forgot the name of this place we went to when we went to that tool show. But my buddy Nate lives in South Carolina, Greenville, Cleveland area, Cleveland, yeah, yeah, yeah. Greenville, whatever. There was this little restaurant right on the corner. Boy, their ribs fell right. I went to grab a rib and that bone just came out like that.
See, I don't like ribs like that. I got to have a little bit of pull.
Man.
They a little bit of, you know, you bite, you got to.
Okay.
I'm tough, of course. Mm-hmm. A little bit of, you know, chew to it. Like, I went to, what I had last night, I went to Big Daddy's. They open a restaurant in,
Big Daddy's?
Yeah. They have, you know, three little, one in Hammond, one in Gary, and
Big
they
Daddy's.
Just opened one in Schererville.
Big Daddy's.
Yeah. And,
Wait, turn around real quick and say something. Don't walk to the mic. Just go back a little bit. Say something.
What's up?
Yeah, I can't hear him a little bit, can you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Maybe I should turn that mic up so you can just turn around and say something.
Okay, that's cool.
So anyway, so I went there. I had the rib tips. Very good. Very good.
See, I don't know about rib tips, man.
Oh, I like
rib tips seem annoying to me.
Well,
seems
yeah.
Seems like a lot of work.
Some places have a thicker cut. Some do them real thin. And that kind of, that's what they had last night. So, yeah. But they were good. Hot link. Barbecue sauce. Oh, was it?
All right. Wait, turn around real quick and say something. What's this one you're making again?
This is gonna be a ricotta cheese and spinach.
Oh man, there was this. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No.
There was this pizza place in San Diego called Luigi's. It was complete trash. They tried to.
What is it?
Called Luigi's.
Okay.
Squeegees, Luigi's, Luigi's. It was in Golden Park. I think it was Golden Park. San Diego, right outside downtown. They were right across the street from this place called Turf Club, which there was one of those places where you cook your own steak. They marinate
it. Yeah, see, I don't like them.
They marinate it, and this is Turf Club, but you cook your own steak. You cook it how you want, so that way you get it how you want.
Isn't that what you go to a restaurant for, though? To have someone cook for? It's like,
I like the purpose. I like the idea of it, but then again, I can cook the steak how I want to cook the steak.
Why don't you just do that at home and save about $50.
That's true too, but the thing is, they marinate it. They prepare it their way, wrap it in tin foil, let it sit for like a day, and then they give it to you. Right.
I don't like marinated steaks.
Yeah, I just like a little salt,
a skirt
little pepper.
Steak you marinate.
Yeah, and that's basically what it was. Oh, it was like a skirt steak. So, but it was like a real thick skirt steak. And then, I mean, because I'm not, if I get a ribeye, salt and pepper. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy salt, heavy pepper. That's all I need.
Yep.
I don't need to overdo it. You know what? With sauces and garlic. I mean, if anything, I'll throw butter in the cast iron skillet and throw the steak on top of that.
Yeah, yeah. I like the butter on top.
Yeah.
garlic butter.
Yeah.
Melted on top to finish it. Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff I want to look into, like that, like how Rogan talks about that reverse searing. I want to try that.
Oh, but I got to get a little cooler. And...
I don't know about the sous vide. No, it's just a reverse searing where you cook it, you throw it in the oven for like 15 just, minutes, you pull it out, and then you throw it in a cooler and let it sit for like 5 minutes. Oh, you've done that before?
Yeah. Okay. I like doing the sous vide.
What's
where you vacuum? Well, I don't even think you need to vacuum seal the bag. You put your meat in, and you use water. And the water is.
Shut up, Wayne.
Shut up, Wayne. Sorry, Mom. So you. Sorry. So the heating element heats the water to a constant whatever temperature you set it at, and you put the meat in, and it cooks it. It takes a little bit of time, but stop. We're adults here.
The way Wayne turned around and looked at you. Go ahead.
Anyway, so yeah, and then you cook the meat to the temperature you want it. It doesn't burn. It doesn't score. You know. It's perfect, tender. Keep you know since it's sealed, it keeps all the juices in, and then you just take it out, throw it on a sear, you know, on a grill, you know, blazing hot, and just you know put your get a little scorch to it, and oh man, so tender, so tender.
Sous vide. I might have to look into that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so this place is Luigi's, and they have like I guess specialty pizzas. You know, you can get your sausage, mushroom, pepperoni. Mm-hmm. But they had one. It was they called it the murder scene, or the crime scene.
Okay.
And what it was?
It's usually afterwards. When you go to the never mind.
Please don't tell me you had Italian beef and sausage.
No.
Oh, I hate the Italian beef.
No.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Okay, so what it was? It was just ricotta cheese. But what they did was it was the slices. I think it was ricotta. I could be wrong, but it was like thick slices. It was about that big, right? And they would put. I forgot how they did it. They put some sort of like olive oil on the bottom, and then they put little splotches of the ricotta cheese, and then oh no, I'm lying about that. They would put down like a mozzarella, and then they would put the ricotta cheese on top of that, and then just splotches of sauce.
Yeah, I've seen that. New Jersey does that, I think.
Yeah, but it's a thin crust. The only thing I don't like about it is that. If it's kind of like Little Caesars, as soon as it goes cold, you're basically chewing cardboard. Mm-hmm. But if you order it by the slice, it's good. The other one they had was called the White Chick, yeah, it was Alfredo sauce, shredded chicken, mushroom, and something else. But it was actually really good. But that's all they had that was good. You couldn't order a big pie because then you're just you're sitting there chewing at the thing more than you should be chewing a piece of pizza.
You know, with the drop the sauce, you know, just putting ladle. What I was thinking of is New Jersey. They'll take the sauce and they'll make a swirl on the pizza, so it's not spread out like we do here. You know, so every bite's different. So John's texting. He wants some pizza. We gotta save him some pizza. Okay. Fair enough. He did make us a theme for Two Fat Fox.
Now the spinach and ricotta is not really good. It's best fresh. This other stuff's good.
Fresh. Yeah, you can set this out and you get a little
I'm done. You can take that though. I'm waiting for the other one. I'm gonna save room.
Yeah, I gotta save room myself.
Wayne, do me a solid. Toss this out for me, bro.
There you go.
Oh, I got the here. I'll help you. I'll actually get it. Go ahead, Jimmy. I'll be right back.
Yeah. So I'll take a. Pieces.
Stop eating. There's two more
coins. I know. I'm eating this pizza. Did you eat off of this, Wayne?
You're going to ruin your taste bud. Let me grab you a bag.
Did you take a bite off of this?
Yeah.
Oh, then here. Take it home.
Well, I don't have any.
No, that's anything. All right. No, I'm good. Finish it. Yeah, so we definitely. Are you working out yet, Roger?
Yes, and my legs are quite sore. Yeah. I'm actually surprised at the numbers I put up.
I've went every other day this week. Last week I went hit hard every day. Is this you eating stuff? We're gonna be eating what?
Yes, I know.
It's because Two Fat Fox is gonna be what, bi-weekly? We're saying.
Bi-weekly. We can do it. We can do it during the day.
But we were talking doing two restaurants.
Yeah.
For each show. So I think we definitely need to get the cardio and the working out.
So yeah, I did like I was saying, because I go to Omni. Okay. Don't say it.
I went there once.
I thought you were gonna, because you're rich.
No, well, yeah, because that too, you're rich, definitely. But no, do I, they have? Did they change it? Because I went there a few years ago. Do they still have the open showers, or do they give you shower stalls? No,
I think
now?
They have stalls.
Yeah,
you, you can close it. You can close the curtain.
I went in there, it was all open. I'm like, you know, I'm not.
I don't want anybody to see my ding ding.
Well, yeah, because you get a cold breeze come through there.
You have
to pull up your pants.
A hairless back. I bet you are. You are just a.
Here we
just,
go. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh,
sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
Not quite the sizzle.
Oh, there it is. Oh man. Ooh. Ooh, I got a tickle. Ooh.
It's a pretty.
Oh, look at that. Oh man, I don't care if he's making a mess.
Oh baby.
Oh, it's a bubbling. Oh, baby. That crust is a bubbling.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh! The neighbor's probably like, what the hell are they doing down there?
We're making pizza. If you want some? I don't know what her, I don't know her name.
I'm sure she's thrilled that you.
Julie? Is it Julie?
I don't know.
Hey, Wayne, do me a favor. Be real creepy and go look at her mail. See what her name is.
He said, I'll do it.
Anyways.
Go knock on her door and say, hey, we got pizza if you want some. Well, podcast, too. There's an extra mic. Mm-hmm. What was that then? What was I saying?
Yeah, so we're, you're going oh,
yeah.
On me.
But yeah, so I'm going with UDF. The UDF or URF? Undependable.
Undependable.
Ethan UDF. But I'm going with him now. I just told him, you know, because he's a thin kid, but he's starting to get stronger. You can see he's getting bigger. You know, muscles are showing. But as long as he's been working out, he should be looking a lot better. And it's pissing me off. So,
well,
I'm gonna
you are 40 now, so
yeah,
you got to get them pills that Frank Thomas.
I'm just gonna start injecting, man.
You know what? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. You know what? That's the thing. There's nothing. I mean, people misconstrue that whole. They misconstrue everything about it. It's like, you know, it doesn't.
Steroids and human growth hormones, I think, are different.
Yeah, they're different. Steroids, I mean, either way, steroids aren't going to, they won't kill you. If male pattern baldness runs in your family, it'll just, you know, speed up the process.
No, we're not advocating doing steroids,
no,
people.
No, I'm just saying if you're going to do it, look into it. Because I did for a while. I was contemplating.
Yeah, you're bald spot. You want to be careful.
I really don't have one yet.
Are you sure?
Do I have one?
Ooh.
That's right. That's where I get all my best ideas.
Well,
that's right. This is where all my vivid dreams come from.
Listen, if I was looking to throw down grass seed on a field that had patches, right there, I would throw some down. I'm kidding. It's not that bad.
I don't like
bad.
You anymore, man. That's some crap you just
said. Yeah, that two fat fox show is short lived.
Yeah. I don't even want to do this anymore.
So you're working out at Omni. So, I go to Planet Fitness. Yeah. I went to.
I like Planet Fitness. I just can't do the Smith machines, man. I can't.
Smith machines.
The bars that are on the machine.
Oh.
Because it's basically it takes 20 pounds away. So you would have to throw on, you know, 20 pounds to make up for it.
A little bit of math.
But still, I mean, you get a better workout if you have to stabilize the bar yourself.
Well, for sure.
But they do have a nice selection of kettlebells, which you can get a great workout from. Doing like 50 kettlebell swings, trying to do 50 kettlebell swings within 20 minutes is, they basically...
That's just your swinging them between your legs.
Yeah, and then you coming height. Back up, tightening up the butt and bringing it eye level. They say that's equivalent to running about a mile and a half. But you're not running because it speeds your heart rate up. Yeah. Not only that, you're working more muscles.
Well, as long as you pick up your pace, and like a lot of people swear by it, and I used to do it too. Not looking by my physique, but a lot of cardio, and it's a waste of time. In there and you hit them weights hard and keep that blood pressure or your heart rate up, you do a lot more damage.
Yeah. If you go in and you just do a fast-paced walk for 20 minutes, that's a great way to start a workout. That's a good way.
I'll take some 5-pound weights. My buddy showed me. Loosen up, do all the motions with the 5-pound weights. Get, you know,
or even like resistance bands are good for that too.
Yeah.
That's a good way to work.
Because I would waste 20 minutes. It's like 20 minutes on the treadmill. You're not even doing nothing.
You're speeding up your heart rate. So that gets you ready and that basically gets everything going so you burn fat and faster.
Yeah. But you waste your 20 minutes when you can just. Swing some weights around, get moving.
But I mean, you could. Each I mean, it worked different. For me, but I actually was younger when.
Why can't we just all be good looking and healthy?
Because of pizza. Yeah, because of pizza and baconators.
Yeah, this one's healthy.
It's got spinach and cheese.
Yeah, what's that? What's that crust made out of?
Flour.
But yeah, man. So I start.
Shut up.
But yeah, so I did start. I gotta go.
Fresh mozzarella?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Look at that. This man is putting it on. Let me see. I'm going to go Instagram live. Here we go.
That's a fire alarm. Get out.
How do I... Look at me. I'm over here trying to figure this crap out.
Yeah.
Boom.
We need somebody to do all this stuff. Go live? So we can focus on our quality broadcast.
Video?
What are you doing, Facebook?
I'm trying to go live.
Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram live.
I don't know how to do that.
Something's going.
We need like a teenage kid just to do all our technology stuff.
No, I don't want to deal with teenagers, man. I'll beat the shit out of one.
Well.
I don't mean to say it. I'm sorry if your mom's listening.
No, that's all
right. And we're going... Flip this around. Yo! Uh-oh. We're live. Roger Stone Show. Hanging out with Jimmy Lightdick. I mean, Jim... What? Oh, crap. And then let me flip this around real quick and we can show everybody what's going on. I cannot... Look at this. Here we go. Bam.
Time for a
new time. Wayne is making them pizzas. Wayne, step aside real fast. Oh, it's already in the oven, and I can't open the oven, or you can't open the oven. Anyway.
You want some cheese?
Anybody want some ricotta cheese?
No, I'll try some of this.
Oh, is this matzo?
It's a mozzarella.
I got a bit of the matzo. So we got Wayne over here making us some pizzas right now. Kind of excited about that.
It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor at all.
All right. Wayne, what did you just make? What did you just throw in the oven?
A spinach and ricotta pizza.
And what's that? What was that right there you had?
That's ricotta.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
With some parsley and salt.
Oh, fancy and gourmet up in here.
Yeah, this boy making a mess. I'm loving it. Oh,
damn, we're sexy.
Yeah.
Like the new beard I'm growing?
Oh, check this out. Check this out. We're about to get sexier. Oh!
Oh!
Oh, got the lights dim.
We need filters, though. Got any filters?
You know what? Hold on. All right, everybody. Watch the Roger and Stone Show. Going to be up later on tonight. We got, again, Jimmy from the What You Talking About, soon-to-be podcast. Maybe. We'll see. I think he's going to change his
mind.
Well,
if you listen, well, you'll get a little sneak preview of what we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to wave at JJ. What up, man? And then we got the Wayniac.
Look how sexy he is. Sexy beast.
Give me your blue steel. Give me your Latigra.
Magnum.
Bam. All right, everybody. Make sure you tune in and check out the Roger and Stone podcast I'm going to put up probably in the next couple hours here. It is I think this might be our segue into the Two Fat Fox.
Oh, yeah. Check out the
Two Fat Fox podcast coming soon. Mm-hmm. All right.
Man, we're good looking.
We good
radio.
Looking. Oh, you was
face,
ugly.
Face for radio.
Ooh.
God. Good thing we're not on live TV.
We only had two viewers anyway.
Okay, right. Good.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh. That was nobody.
What was that?
Hey, man, we're on the radio. What if your wife's listening? Jimmy was talking about there's a another pie that we saw on Instagram. He's like, what was that? That was a lemon meringue.
That was a I love pie.
Mm.
Hair pie. What's hair pie?
I missed that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. Now, did you like the Revenge of the Nerds 2?
It wasn't bad.
I like that one. Hotel Coral, what was it? Hotel Coral Essex, but it said Hotel Oral Sex. Go in there.
I missed it.
She's got the chalk line out on the floor. She takes the carpet. Oh. Magic carpet.
Oh, man. I miss these movies, man.
Yeah.
You know what's
great?
But
you know what? Nowadays, it's going to come back around because Hollywood has ran out of ideas.
They're out of ideas.
Totally.
Well, I mean, if you listen to that podcast I did with Nate out in North Carolina, he did make a good point about how basically now, like, Netflix and Hulu, they're starting to create these shows that keep you at home and not really into
the theaters. You know what? I
anymore.
Heard that, yeah.
Yeah, he made a good point.
Yeah, and expands he's, on stuff.
He's actually, we're actually doing one tomorrow. Nate and I, he's going to be over the phone. Okay. So, and then my phone, because it's a cheap prepaid phone, I got that new Volt TE, whatever that is, to where it's like you get crisper sound when you talk to somebody. Okay. So it'll sound a lot better now.
Sound like you're talking through two tin cans. And
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. Doesn't sound bad anymore.
Yeah, because you what were you doing with Bill?
What yeah, see, and that way, well, the quality. The other thing with that one is, I think he was talking through his car because he was driving. If you noticed,
yeah.
So,
you know,
Bill, with your
you know. Yeah. So
look at that.
Good catch. So what else are we going to talk about while we're...
I don't know. What are we talking about?
You know, and we got to start doing these podcasts a little bit earlier. On
yeah. Yeah. Saturday. That's another thing.
Because I'm spent, people. I've been up since 1:45.
Man, no naps.
No
naps.
Well,
so
we
can knock it out. We can knock it up pretty early. You know,
Two Fat Fox will definitely be on a Sunday, I think.
You want to do it on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll feel.
We'll eat Saturday.
Because
we want to talk about where we're going tomorrow.
Ooh, where are we going tomorrow?
We are
going
to go to Kui. I think
Korean barbecue.
Kui barbecue.
Yeah.
On 41 in Highland.
Yeah.
41 and okay. 45th Street.
Do I got anything going on?
Well, I told we planned this.
Yeah, so. I don't know because I know. So I don't think Nate's gonna call in, not till like, eight at night.
Okay.
Or no, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we're
time.
Gonna do this. In
so
the
it'll
morning,
be.
So we'll get there early.
So I'll get. Yeah. What time? We'll
talk about that.
Yeah. So
the new Korean place opened up, and that is going to be our sneak preview to Two Fat Fox.
Yep. And I think
I'm curious to see how I've heard good things. I heard they do like the everything at the table.
It's kind of like
not
that
hibachi, but
that turf club where you cook your own meat. But it's a thinner meat, so
yeah.
I mean red meat you can't really go
wrong.
I can
never pronounce any of the Korean dishes because they got a bibimbap.
Oh, that sounds like music.
Bulgogi or something. Butchering it. But
yeah, stop. That's offensive. Like you're
like
offending them.
It's like a Korean Chipotle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because you put the rice
in
the bowl.
Oh, okay. I've never been to one of those. Never been to one of those. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Sounds fun.
And they cook it. You cook everything right there. And we'll get some pictures. We'll post on Two Fat Fox Instagram.
Yeah.
Of what we get. And then we'll give you a full description.
Yes.
You know, me and Roger are going to go, and it'll be romantic.
It'll be romantic.
Yeah.
Because we're going to feed each other.
Yeah. We're definitely
I'm actually
going
to. I'm going to wear a tie.
You guys should, like, do what the
just the tie.
Do. And like chew your food and like
baby
spin
bird
his,
it.
You know,
so you're just gonna wear
really
just the tie, or are you gonna wear?
Oh no,
pants
yeah, no, I'm just gonna have like a tie, just a tie.
I like it.
I am gonna wear pants, but no shirt.
Okay,
no
underwear.
Chippendales.
No underwear.
No, but I'm wearing pants.
Okay,
so it's gonna be. Hopefully, it's not cold tomorrow.
Chaps, like assless chaps.
No, it's gonna be good slacks. I bought because
I want the full wine and dine here.
Oh.
I'm not easy.
Wait, I'm paying for all this?
You're rich.
I guess I am.
He's rich. I'm glad you accept it now.
So I am going to wear, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my chest hair and I'm going to like kind of just trim the edges so it looks like a heart. Ah. Sort of like a giant Care Bear.
Yeah.
Look like a Care Bear.
Care Bear stare. I like it. 5 minutes.
All right. 5 more minutes.
And we're going to
piece of time. More piece of time.
This is good living, though. If we could get paid to do this, eat food and just talk.
So
I think that's a great industry. I wonder if they're doing that.
Yeah. I mean, Food Network.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? Do you really plan on, well, I mean, shoot for the stars, right?
Yeah, well,
if you miss,
I mean, if you're gonna do it,
I mean,
well
or more like shoot for the moon, and if you miss, aim
moon.
For the stars.
Yeah,
that's not bad. I mean, at best, it would be nice to have something local. mm-hmm. and then see what happens from there. Like, hey, then now you got to do the Midwest. It means you got to travel Kentucky and over
definitely
there.
Definitely need sponsors, people. So yeah.
If
you'd like to sponsor us, email us at the twofatfox
@gmail.com. If you want to sponsor.
Yeah, Bang Energy. If Bang Energy gets us through.
Would like to sponsor the Two Fat Fox or the Roger and Stone Show.
That would be nice.
I actually like the birthday cake.
I'm not a fan thing. Of the birthday. I mean, it's not. All of them are not bad. You know, for what they are, they're not bad. I start them all off at least a high 7.
I'm cotton candy or a rainbow unicorn.
See, I like the rainbow unicorn. Is just like all of them mixed into one.
That berry one's good.
The gangster berry?
Bangster
berry. That's a good one.
You know what I like? It's just as good as bang meth. You get a lot done. A lot done.
Actually, I found out someone I know was on meth.
You get a lot done. Nice. Clean your house. Like redo the walls. Lose your job. Lose your family.
Hey, it alleviates the bills at Christmas time.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to get anybody Christmas gifts.
Choose
meth. Did you see that South Dakota? Was it South Dakota did the anti-meth ad?
No.
And they said, we're on it. What are you on the meth or they're on the it was just
that's their slogan for it.
We're on it.
That's hilarious.
So they show like farmers talking, we're on it, kids talking, we're on it. It's like, how much money did you spend? And they wonder why we don't like the government. How much money did the government spend on that advertising?
We're on it.
We're on it.
We're
meth.
On it, Wayne.
We're on it.
That's Wayne, horrible. What are you on?
That's just a horrible slogan.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but you know what? It was like all over the news. Countrywide, worldwide. So they say bad advertising.
So what they switched it to, we're taking care of it.
I got everybody talking about
we're taking care of it.
Like, you can't use it. Meth, we're on it. Like, well, I'm never going there. Yeah.
But hey, you got everybody talking, so.
Yeah, but not the way they wanted.
Oh, shine a light
on meth. We're on it.
Well, shine a light on meth. You keep opening that oven.
It's done.
Bring it out.
Why are you telling me what to do?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. The mozzarella.
It's okay.
Wade just dropped the mozzarella.
It's all right.
Look at that. Man's got a hairless back. The small of your back.
No, don't give
that to him. The small of your back is just hair. Take your shirt off.
How much?
Take your shirt off.
No, leave your shirt on.
No, wait. I want to see what the rest of his body looks like.
You don't
want to
see this.
Wayne, take your pants off.
I will in a second.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me do what I
got to
do.
Let's go to Instagram Live, please.
Look at that. Look at that.
Get a picture of that.
Hurry. Oh my God, you can hear it sizzling.
That's so good.
It's still cooking.
There it goes. Hear it.
Oh my God.
What are you doing over there?
Nothing. Okay. Don't judge me.
I give it. Cut this thing.
All right, hurry.
I am.
Oh, no, that's the right one. I don't want that one. What are we doing? How do I get this going again? There we go. We got to add it. And all right, everybody, we are live now.
You are mine now. You belong to me.
All right, Wayne. Let's see what we got. Wayne just finished up his other pizza, and he's going to present it to us. Dude, that looks good, man. Just from way over here. Oh, you can hear it. Just so man, crispy. That's perfect. That sounds perfect.
Wait for it.
Yes, Arnold.
You're not gonna have your mommy stand behind you anymore, wipe your little tushies.
Speaking of tushies, look at that ass.
Ooh. Wayne, show us that hairless back. Let's see that hairless.
Why do you want to see his hairless back?
Let's see that hairless smallier back there.
Needs like a little tattoo.
It just says hairless.
Aim here.
You should get a tattoo back there. It just says juicy.
Aim here.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm excited.
Oh,
for this.
Man. Here we go. He's about to serve it up on the dish. Then serve it up over here. And then we got to let it sit for 5 minutes because I like my taste buds.
Yeah, I burnt the hell out of my mouth.
Push it with the knife, bro. You need help?
I got it.
Oh, there we go. I think I can help you with that. Here we go.
Oh man,
look at that.
That's gorgeous.
Spinach. Well, okay, so what is this again?
It's spinach and ricotta cheese.
Spinach and ricotta cheese.
You
guys are messing up.
Vegetarian lasagna.
Now we're having fun.
But, yeah, I guess it is vegetarian. I mean, carbs are vegetarian. No?
Well, yeah.
Well, so much for
keto.
Yeah.
You want to let that chill for about 2 minutes? It's getting
freaking really. Oh, look at that. What is that? What?
All right, guys. Well, there you go.
Well, thank you, Wayne.
Is this the last one then?
3 minutes. Yeah. I can do another one.
No, you can do this. This is fine. What else can you do? Just a regular cheese, but.
Cheese or
pizza. Yeah, leave it, man. This is perfect right here. This is a good way to end the podcast, man. Mm-hmm. We're already at an hour anyway.
Hour and a half or so.
Yeah, this is good.
This is great. So Wayne is going to step out real quick and make sure the house isn't on fire.
Mm.
And Jimmy's already just going to town.
He doesn't care about his
taste buds.
I'm stupid. I suffer for the people, Roger. I suffer.
Well, now you're such a revolutionary, man. I want to do this now.
This pizza is so good.
Dude, this is perfect, dude. Like, I can't be mad at this at all, Wayne. I am.
Yeah, if you're going to waste carbs.
I'm impressed, Wayne.
And you're going to eat carbs, this is the way to do it.
I tried that fresh mozzarella on, like, something with meat on it. It just did not turn out right. Just like the
fresh mozzarella?
Yeah.
So this is store-bought mozzarella?
Yeah, this is. Okay. Look, this is like fresh mozzarella. It's like not the shredded.
You do have you, do have basil. You done, have you done do like a margarita pizza?
I was thinking about doing one of those. I was also thinking about doing like a.
Oh, wait. First of all, like margarita pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's just basil, that's fresh mozzarella, red sauce.
There is nothing margarita about that pizza.
No, not a margarita like Mexican margarita.
What the,
margarita?
Margarita is Mexican. It's I'm getting so mad. I'm getting angry.
It's not margarita like a drink.
We could make the Christmas pizza with the blood of the.
Okay, we're gonna stop there. We're gonna stop that conversation right there.
I told you to wait. You at see, least
he
four
did
minutes,
say
dude.
That.
It's been like a minute.
And that is the end of Jimmy's taste buds there. He's no
so
longer.
Hot.
Yeah, that's why he said wait a bit.
So
so hot. Okay, so explain this margarita pizza, because when you say margarita, I'm thinking of the drink.
Yeah, it's not a margarita like a margarita. Where is Ethan when you need him?
Let Jim. Jim explain the whole
crap
margarita pizza.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually thinking about making like a combo roast beef, you know, like roast beef and like Italian sausage.
Ooh. Peppers
and stuff. I don't like Italian beef on my pizza.
Where'd you get
Italian beef or Italian sausage?
Where'd you get Italian beef from?
Vito and Nick's had.
So you're just talking about Italian combo, red sauce, Italian crumbled Italian sausage, beef,
like Italian sausage. Actually,
margarita pizza is M A.
Okay, so it's the Italian margarita with the H. Harita. It's like a margarita pizza. And then,
that's got basil. Hold on.
Ooh, is it basil? It's a basil pizza. It's a margarita pizza.
Let me find the ingredients.
This is another terrible accent. I'm usually good with accents. I'm really sucking at them. I guess you put this microphone in front of me and I just suck.
Okay, so.
Sounds bad saying that too.
Yeah, they use San Marzano tomatoes on this, too. Where is the ingredients list?
She moved from Long Beach down to
L.A. Okay, so this has got basil, fresh mozzarella, Parmesan Reggiano. It's all in the sauce. A red sauce. Then they put olive oil. Oh, my God. It's so good.
All right, I'm going
in. But anyways, eat it.
I'm going in. Going in. Here we go. I'm ready.
I'm chewing right into the mic so you can hear the crunch. I'm sure it's good for listening.
Well, that's good.
It's a pizza.
I'm not disappointed at all, man. Mm-mm.
Very happy.
It's not good.
It's great.
It's not okay. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's amazing pizza. And I am, besides that fingerprint right there, that thumbprint, that piece of pizza.
That's all right.
It is very good.
Yeah.
Very good pizza.
Well, I don't have anything more to really talk about tonight.
Neither do I. This is enough, man.
I just want to eat another couple more pieces.
First one is good. The whole thing, that was quick. What'd you go do? Spit?
Cut my life into pizza.
Oh. So.
This is my
crust. Crust is good. Nice, crispy, sauce thin. Good. Perfect. The cheese melted nicely. I like the spinach on this one. I mean, the sauce you made, right? This is all original sauce from scratch. And this is perfect the way I like it. It's not sweet. It's not overly robust. Not very zesty, but it's kind of perfect, man. I like it. It's not overpowering. It doesn't really linger. You know how, like, if you have something and you eat it and it just kind of sits there?
It's very fresh, light.
Not a thin kind of sauce either, but this is really good, Wayne.
You can eat a whole pizza and not be like, oh my God,
I could eat this whole pizza and not hate myself afterwards. I would do.
Granted, you shouldn't, or we shouldn't eat the whole pizza.
No,
ourselves.
But still, like, I would be sad. Like, I would eat this pizza and go, why? That was a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm full. And I probably won't eat the next day because, you know what? It's just like, I think any other pizza after this just won't hold up, man. No. I mean, there's probably one that is better than this, but I'm probably not going to find it for a long time. Definitely, Wayne, I give you, how is it in Hot Ones? I give you out of 10 Jeff Goldblums out of a possible 10 Jeff Goldblums.
Thank you. That's awesome.
No, Wayne, this is real good, man. Good job, man.
I'm going Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy. Uh-oh. I'm going to channel him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Christ. I'm going to go.
Oh, man. He's going to give you. He's going to have to lowball it now because.
No. Well, first you have to put on a stupid ass suit. First.
I'm going
to.
I think. I'm going to say 8.7.
That's a good number. That's a good number.
Mm-hmm.
It's like eights. It's a rookie number. No. It's a rookie number. Oh, he always says that to someone.
I think 8.7 is pretty
good. It's good. It's really good. I think he would be impressed with this pizza.
Mm-hmm. Even though he only does cheese.
Does he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He keeps it to the, he's a minimalist.
So, would you try to perfect a cheese pizza then, Wayne?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't do cheese, just cheese.
Why not? I'd cook cheese one right now.
No, I mean, cheese, I mean, that's the base of everything first, you know? I mean, then you put everything on afterwards.
Me, personally, I need things.
Well, here's the thing. I think if you can make a good cheese pizza, if you can make a kick-ass cheese pizza, everything else is going to be good.
Well, that's how I felt about tacos. If you can't make a good steak taco, then...
You don't want to try the pork or the chicken afterwards, yeah?
I mean, a steak taco, it's pretty simple. I get it with the cheese. Keep it simple.
Oh, he took the hat off, ladies and gentlemen. Hunter S. Thompson in the house.
Mm. Man, I got to shave. Domino's doesn't look bad on this pizza.
No, Domino's doesn't. You got to order Domino's a certain way in order to get a good Domino's pizza. You can't just order what they got off the menu. I don't love
it. Where'd you get pizza last week? And that was all right. Is that Verona's?
Verona's. Yeah. Verona's is good. It ain't this.
Franny was putting Doritos on him.
Yeah, because Francis is a fucking lunatic.
It was good.
She's going to text me like, fuck you. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Jimmy's mom. Damn it.
All right. Well,
we're ending it.
Let's wrap
this up. Wayne, what's next? What are you going to do for us next? I think you're talking about it a little bit because I'm definitely having you back on. I don't know how Jimmy feels, but I don't care how Jimmy feels.
Do we get good food like this? Yeah, I'm in.
All right, man. What are you going to do for us next? Talking to the mic. Chew your food. Don't be rude. Chew your food. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Swallow. Please.
Swallow it.
Don't spit.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Hey.
I don't know. Maybe.
What were you talking about?
Definitely when the weather gets nice to do on, make some tacos for Jim since he's doing stuff.
Yeah, we definitely need tacos.
And yes.
I got to get a grill.
And I listened to the podcast where he said his friends tell him he's very generous. I'm one of those friends.
What? Say that again.
I listened to you guys' podcast where you were saying how where you take your friends to some of your taco reviews, and you said a lot of your friends think you're generous. I said that. That was me.
No, God!
Definitely when the weather gets nice.
No!
He's having too much fun with that soundbite.
Sorry.
Definitely when the weather gets better, I got to make you some good ass.
Well, I'm talking about next. What are we going to do next? Because you were just talking about something. Why don't you explain to people what you were thinking about?
Super spicy nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say do that. So I don't care I don't care what it is.
So last week,
probably do some chicken. I already got a couple ideas.
Yeah, you can't really. I mean, again, with steak, you can you can't really mess with steak when you season it.
I wish everybody could have heard last week what was his name? Juan?
Juan, that dude was...
Oh, he's like, oh, I'm Mexican. I said, oh, really? All right. You like hot stuff? He's like, yeah.
So do I. I said,
all right. Try this. He put, what, a quarter size, if not more, on them chips?
He thought it was okay to do that. Sauce. That Dave and Sandy hot sauce? This boy...
He was crying.
Yes, he was. He was like, oh, man. Yeah, I can see it sneaking up on you. Almost died that
one. And his face got redder and redder.
He had to disappear. I think he went to go puke.
I would.
Anyway, so Wayne's talking about spicy... Wayne's talking about spicy nachos.
Mm-hmm.
You let us know when you're ready.
Yep.
And we'll set you down for a date because I don't have anything booked for next year.
Okay, yeah. I'm
just, so I got to find out who wants to come on for the Roger and Stone. If anything, I'll just have... You know, I'll just do Two Fat Fox. I'll have Gary come in for movie reviews, which I'm probably gonna get
Gary
do something for that. Gary Hill. He does the Beef Cinema podcast.
He does. Yes! What is we that?
Man, I
for
got
your bad jokes, man. This button will get worn out.
For that's my bad said. Jokes.
What?
I got bad jokes.
That's what she said.
Oh man, I'm done telling jokes. Oh, anyway, so. Spicy nachos. It's a spicy nacho. So that's coming up. You let us know when you're ready. We'll put you on. Tomorrow we're doing Korean barbecue.
Yep.
What's the place?
Kooey, I think.
Kooey. I'll have to
over
get
there, over there on over there. Indianapolis Boulevard and 45th, where Munster meets Highland. That's just, would that be Munster?
No.
Highland.
Highland.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. That's going to go up tomorrow, too. Or do you want to... We'll figure it out. If that doesn't go up tomorrow, I got something coming up tomorrow.
I think it'll be tomorrow.
Because I got Nathan Giltner all the way out from South Carolina calling in. We're going to be doing a... we're going to choose a beer, and we're going to choose a song. And we're going to talk about it. Jimmy is going crazy with that soundboard. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate all you guys. I keep getting more and more. I keep getting more and more listeners. Thanks to all you guys. Thanks to Jimmy. Thanks to Wayne. Everybody's just my numbers are slowly going up, but they're going up, so I'm happy about
and
that.
I'm going down.
And Jimmy, yeah, what? I'm not repeating that.
Sorry, Mom. Down,
all right, man. Wayne. Tell these people where they can look you up or find you on the social medias.
I really mess around with social media too much. I was on Facebook.
Boo.
I
was
like cooking
for hit him with the booze. Hit him with the booze. How are you not going to put anything on there, Wayne?
Come on.
No? Hit him with it. All right. Well, Wayne really, I'm going to tag him. I'll probably tag him in the Facebook. Jimmy, where can these people find you?
At What You Tacoing About on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yeah.
And the soon-to-be Two Fat Fox podcast Instagram.
I got to get the everything set up for the podcast on that, and I got to get a hold of my buddy. Just to suffer.
What was that?
Say goodnight, Roger.
Good night, Roger.